They are about 200 youths from across the world who for the next 6 weeks will be advocating and lobbying for climate justice.
It's about young people saying no to climate change and saying yes to climate justice. And we demand drastic reductions in the carbon emissions, and we demand finance for climate adaptation and climate mitigation. It's young people from different parts of the world, and we are united in this struggle for climate justice.
The youth who have launched their caravan in Nairobi will pass through some 6 African countries and end in Durban, South Africa, a town which will host the 17th Conference of Parties of the United Nations Framework on Climate Change. The participants of the caravan will move from town to town, delivering their message through music concerts, dances, performances and events. Joshua Minai, a Kenyan participant, says the caravan youth are prepared to do anything to send their message across.
We are planning to have up to 1 million petitions signed. We're going to use media. We are going to use Twitter, Facebook, even the radio stations. We're going to use them.
Africa is a continent that suffers most from the effects of climate change, and the caravan campaigners want the world's highest polluting countries to sign a legal binding deal aimed at effectively reducing carbon dioxide emissions. If these issues are not addressed, then the African continent will be very affected.
The effects of Africa are huge. If you go to the economy, if you don't address climate change effectively, the economy is going to go down. You're going to address agriculture, people are going to go hungry. If you don't address fishing industry is going to go down.
The caravan participants campaign will make a difference.
We have faith, and we know that a lot of other people have faith, and we are on the winning team. God is behind this. He wants people to stop dying from climate change and from extreme weather.
Bernice Atabong, CRTV News, Nairobi, Kenya.